Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But I read this story today and I've been on TV all week long saying the Heat have no chance. The Heat are going down in five. This is a mismatch of epic proportions. And then I read this article by Rob Parker saying that, hold the phones! These Miami Heat look familiar. They look like the 2004 Detroit Pistons. You didn't predict the upset, as that Pistons team, of course, upset Shaq and Kobe's Lakers in five. So first thing I want to know is, what is your pick? Are you picking the upset? And two, explain yourself why you think this is the 04 Pistons.
This is, and when I say that, of course they're not a mirror image. It's more about team versus Titans. And sometimes I think people look at when you have the big stars, and you remember, Chris, Shaq and Kobe, and I'm going to make the pick. The Lakers should win this, but I'm going to pick Miami. I'm going to pick Miami in the upset.
Hot take.
So I am. I'm just
There's
going.
Not a fiber of your being that believes it, but you know what? Hot take!
But you know what? I tell you before, and you know I'm willing to step out there. I did it with the Dodgers and the Nationals, and you remember, we both talked about it. Like, the Dodgers should have won. Am I right? No doubt about
it. They're the better team.
They're the better team.
In the National League, at least for what?
They were five years.
Yeah.
And they wind up losing. Sometimes you come across and you see something that's so lopsided. And that was why it reminded me. As you know, Chris, you were there. You covered 2004 NBA Finals. I was there. Obviously, I was a columnist in Detroit during that time. And I remember it wasn't a homer. People not
Why
saying.
Why did you have pom poms then?
No, never pom poms. but I did say that there was something about that team, and sometimes if you have the right mix and people underestimate you a little bit or take you for granted and think that just having the two best players is all you need, you can sometimes pull an upset. And we've seen many upsets in sports. I'm telling you, on paper, I can't make the argument on paper. But games aren't always won, and series aren't always won strictly on paper. If that's the case, there would be no such thing as an upset. I love what they've put together, Chris. Here's a couple things. Obviously, to me, if they cannot play in the half court, the Lakers aren't the greatest half court team. I think they rank 19th. Playing half court. Obviously, Miami has to own the three-point line, and the Lakers, who have played better from the three-point line, Chris, than earlier, if they struggle at all or don't make those threes that they have when those other guys, and I'm talking about, I know what LeBron and AD is going to give you. That's not the issue.
Right.
It's about the other people. You know, playoff Rondo. Does he revert to regular season Rondo? Does Kyle Kuzma, is he inconsistent, Kyle Kuzma? Does KCP go back to bricking? Does Danny Green not make any threes when he's wide open? There's a lot of things that would have to also figure out along
they can
with.
Miss free throws, too.
Right. Along with the Heat doing a lot of things right and playing it right. There's very little small room for error. And I remember what happened with the Pistons. They jumped on the Lakers in game one, lost game two, and then wind up going to Detroit to win the next three. So my bottom line is, the Heat aren't here by accident. They've knocked off the King of the Hill in Giannis, and Milwaukee was the best team in the league. They also, you know, when you look at that Celtics team, Chris, talent-laden, supposedly the greatest young basketball coach out there. They beat him, and pretty convincingly. So they haven't. It's not like somehow guys were hurt, nobody was in their way, and they kind of skated in. No, they went through it. They beat the teams that were in front of them. And I'm going to say, I want to say seven games, but I think that's too, I think that's too magical.
Fairy tale-ish.
Too magical and fairy tale-ish. I'm going to say they got to get it done in six if they're going to beat them. I'm going to pick the Miami Heat in six.
I give you credit for your guts. And look, you're not the first one or the only one to say, hey, they remind me of the 04 Pistons. I think part of it is that, you know, there have only been two teams, Rob, in NBA history that won championships without, like, a bona fide superstar.
No
doubt.
That
was the 79 Seattle Sonics.
Yep.
And they were a number one seed. You know, and they had been to the finals the year before against Washington. It was a rematch in 79, and Seattle won it. And then, like you said, the Pistons in 04. Here's where the differences come into play, though. That Pistons team, like, they had none of those guys became superstars or probably Hall of Famers. I mean, Chauncey Billups probably has a chance, but none of them at this point certainly are Hall of Famers. But they were stars in high school, college, and even eventually in the pros. They were stars. They weren't superstars. But they had major league talent. Like, Chauncey Billups was a number three pick.
But it was
that
on
16. That means you're expecting, yeah, but I'm saying you're expecting him to do big time things because he's when you're drafted that high. Rasheed Wallace, a number four pick. And you remember Sheed. He was one of the biggest high school stars. So was Chauncey. They both were two of the biggest high school stars in their class. And then Rip Hamilton was a seventh pick. So those three, that's much different from the Heat. That team, Rob, as you know, you were close to that team. They had experience. Chauncey's in his ninth year at that point. Sheed, I believe, was in his seventh year. You know, or Sheed, I'm sorry, was in his ninth year. Chauncey was in his seventh. Ben Wallace was in his eighth year. Rip was in his fifth year. This team, other than Butler, Jimmy Butler, and Goran Dragic, they are young. I mean, Tyler Hero was playing high school basketball 2 years ago. Duncan Robinson was playing Division III basketball 5 or 6 years ago. You know, these guys, Bam Adebayo's in his third year after what? One and done, I believe, at Kentucky. Like, they are young. These guys, some of these kids, and I know they got heart and they've got fortitude and they've shown that they, you know, they're ready for the big moments. But a lot of these kids grew up idolizing LeBron. And then on the flip side, Rob, in the other locker room, you know it. It's not. I'm not saying it's an excuse. The Pistons beat them fair and square, but that Lakers team was falling apart. Shaq and Kobe were at each other. Malone was old and banged up in that series. Gary Payton was never happy there because they ran the triangle and that didn't fit his game. I think he averaged 4 points in that series. And then Kobe was going through the Colorado mess, you know, going back and forth to trials during that series, but during the playoffs leading up to it. And so that team was falling apart, and this Lakers team is together. They're united. LeBron is very focused. So I get what you're saying, and obviously it makes sense on some level, but I think these are two different circumstances. I don't think this Miami team is as good as that Detroit team was.
I'm not saying they are because obviously the Detroit team won a championship, so you can't put them on that level. I'll never be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, they'd have to win
first. I mean, if they win it,
and then I'd have to look at them.
Right.
The only thing I'll say is in this era of super teams and, not having a competitive balance and whatnot, to me, Miami makes up what I consider to be just a team, like a team put together that I like. And that's what I think more
now,
so.
I saw
and
I in said your that. Column, you said they were the best team since that 04 Pistons.
Yes.
The team that was built. But hold on, I got to push back.
Yep.
How about Golden State before they got Durant? I mean, that was a team built. Yeah. All their draft picks, you know what I mean?
I just, maybe because...
wasn't like a super team until they just showed how good, you know what I mean? But that was organic.
Yeah, I guess I think that's fair, but I guess I was looking at it from the organic state of, you know, by the time
Spurs.
Even they won, but by the time they won, Steph was a star. Steph is a one-name star. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
where there's no... No,
they were stars. Yeah, I'm just saying they were an organic team, though. They weren't a super team.
But I'm saying, you know? they're not a star like when you say any of those Pistons or any of these Heat players on that caliber. Steph, you say, is the greatest guard, small guard who ever played. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't have anybody you could put in that category. That's why I didn't include them.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There was an interesting article in The Athletic written by Joe Vardon, who covered LeBron in Cleveland. And he said that there's an interesting quote in there. It claims to be someone who's known LeBron on a personal level for years. And the quote is this: these finals aren't about LeBron versus the Heat. These finals are about his legacy. If he wins, it cements him as the GOAT. Now, Rob, I don't know this for sure. I don't have a source. This is pure speculation. And I say this with love because I like this guy. I think that was Rich Paul.
Sounds like Rich Paul.
I might be wrong, yes. But knowing Rich for me, I've known Rich since LeBron was in the league. And I can tell you that after... on the court, after the Cavaliers came back from that 3-1 deficit and beat Golden State, as they're celebrating on the court, I was on the court, and Rich Paul is yelling into my ear.
He's the GOAT now.
I'm telling you, he's the GOAT. Jordan couldn't have done that. He's the GOAT. Now, he probably wanted to put that in my ear, so right. When I went on TV, I might say it, you know, but... And I don't blame Rich. First of all, it's one of his best friends. I mean, gosh, look at what LeBron's done for him. He's his agent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what agents do, right? They pump their clients. So I'm not mad at Rich, if indeed it was Rich. But I think it was.
It's probably a what you call, Chris. That's a good educated guess to put the narrative out there that they just overlooked the 6 finals losses and it doesn't matter. That the only thing that matters is if he wins this one, he's the GOAT. I just don't – the mindset is kind of weird to me.
Well, and I'll say to you – so I want your opinion, Rob. What do you think? I mean, if LeBron wins this series, let's go there. Now he's been to the finals 10 times, which I don't think you poo-poo it. Maybe you do, but that's an accomplishment. And I get it that the East was weak. But, hey – the conferences have been weak at different parts of basketball history, and very few players, who Bill Russell and any of the guys he carried along with him to the finals. Magic went to 9.
Jerry West went to 9, Chris.
Somebody else went to 2.
Jerry West went to 9. It's not like nobody's ever been to a lot, but in that case, Jerry West was 1-8, so nobody makes a big deal out of it. So I get it. Nobody's going to take that away from him, but I don't think that cements you as anything, because that's part of why I always bring up the Marv Levy thing. He went to 4 straight Super Bowls. How many coaches have gone to 4 straight Super Bowls, and yet, you know,
2,
they
right?
didn't win.
Marv Levy and Bud Grant.
Did he go?
Well,
was that 4 straight?
They
went to 4, right?
They went to 4, not 4 straight.
But Chris, 4 straight.
He's probably the only one to go to 4 straight.
4 straight, right? But he didn't win, so nobody really talks about that, or never has him in the conversation. And obviously, LeBron has won, but I don't know how that puts you over the top. Does it move you closer to a conversation, Chris?
Yeah, it increases his argument. Now, I don't think it certainly doesn't think it puts him over the top. but it does help the argument now, especially this part, Rob, that he did it with three different teams, and he was the leader of all three teams.
If he loses,
that's what's biggest about this.
And if he loses, it totally changes everything.
If he loses, we should never have the GOAT discussion again between these two. I mean, really. Is that correct?
I agree with you. We wouldn't even be able to entertain it.
It'd be hard. You're right. Because I think already, like, you see Shannon Sharpe and Nick Wright make the argument when they're arguing for LeBron as the GOAT. They say, you know, he ran into that Golden State team with Kevin Durant and Steph and Klay and Draymond, and that's probably four Hall of Famers, certainly three, and all that. But the problem, and we get that. I mean, that was a superior team that, you know, they just couldn't beat. They couldn't even really compete with. But here's the thing. The Lakers, now I know they were over, I'm not the Lakers, the Cavs. They were overmatched, but let's not act like the cupboard was just empty.
Right.
You had LeBron, best player in the world. Kyrie, you know, one
Kevin
of the best
Love
point guards.
Kevin Love was a good player in his own. Yeah, stop
yes.
it. Exactly.
Kevin Love used to put up Moses Malone-type numbers in Minnesota.
His numbers used to be sick.
Yes, yes. And so, again, I get it that Golden State had more, but it's not like he was working with nothing. There were three potential Hall of Famers on that team.
Right.
The only question is Love, really.
And so it's right. So that to make that argument every time he loses, like, well, what do you expect? Well, look at what they had or whatever. And then, Chris, the flip side also is you put together a dream team in Miami and didn't do anything with it. And what I mean by anything, nothing special.
That's
two
true.
Out of four is not special.
Right.
Chris, had they won three? How many teams have won three in a row? A handful. You would right. have to put them in that class, right? Shaq and
right.
Kobe won three in a row. Very few teams have won three championships in a row. That would have separated them.
No question. And that's the thing. Like, that's another when guys like Skip and Shannon want to bring up, you know, all that he's faced and the super teams he had to
Not
go
Skip,
through.
You meant Nick.
I mean, yeah, Nick and Shannon. I'm sorry. You know, that's the thing. Like, LeBron did have that super team for four straight years, and they only won two.
Right.
They only won two. So that, and again, this doesn't put him beneath Magic. Magic lost four finals.
Right.
Magic got swept a few times. You know, Philadelphia swept him. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was a few times, but Philadelphia swept him. And then Kareem, you know, went to six, but was finals MVP only twice. So, we brought this up, Rob, as we were talking earlier. What if they win it, but Anthony Davis is the MVP?
Nah, that's
which I think is very, very possible.
Chris,
and that doesn't mean I don't think that's a slight to LeBron.
No, but
I think finals MVPs are a tad overrated.
But you
can use them to separate guys. But I don't think, like, Isaiah wasn't the MVP of his first finals championship. Isaiah Thomas didn't diminish him at all to me. Bird wasn't the MVP of his first championship. Magic was 3 out of 5. Kareem, as I said, 2 out of 6. Like, Andre Iguodala was finals MVP. Nobody in their right mind would say he led that team.
No,
you know, I don't put as much stock into it, but when you're talking about the GOAT, and how many times do we say it, Rob? You nitpick. And
you
it
have
would be
to
a
nitpick.
Nit-to-pick, right, because they're all so great. It would be a nit-to-pick that Jordan was 6 times champion, 6 times finals MVP. LeBron would have been 4-time champion, only 3 times finals MVP.
And here's the other thing, right? When we talk about the Jordan thing and nitpicking, for all the people who crank up Scottie Pippen's career, you say to yourself, how come he didn't win a finals MVP, Chris, once or twice? Do you know what I mean?
Like, right. Like, and if not he was even that close.
Well, if he was close. That good, and I'm not, no one's knocking Scottie's career, okay? No one. But you could have won one or two of those. You could have. And that's
no, right.
the difference.
Yeah, it's just, you know, so if LeBron wins it and AD's the MVP, I won't say anything. I think that's very possible. I mean, James Worthy was MVP when the Lakers won it 1 year. Did that mean he was better than Magic? No. But he had a hot series. He was great, and that's fine. And I think that that, you know, could very well happen here, maybe. Because AD would have been early on in that Denver series, Rob. AD was looking like the MVP. But the fact that he only, I mean, he just forgot how to rebound over the last three games.
What did he average?
I think Amir said five.
Is that right? Was that the right number?
Six for the series. Six.
Six.
Six for the series. But those last few games, it was real low. But, we both have LeBron second. And people act like that's an insult. You know, it's just that everyone else, Rob, we can point to meltdowns. You know, we can point to a bad moment in the finals or on the big stage. We
Except
can point
for one
to a
guy.
Loss. Right.
Except for one
Except
guy.
Except for Jordan. And that's all we're saying. Now, I've said this before, Rob, and I do think it's true. If LeBron wins this championship, four titles, 10 trips to the finals, three different teams, first player ever to do that, leading the team. I've said this, our generation, and you know this, right? You've talked to old heads. The old heads, sure, they respect Michael Jordan. Sure, they know he was one of the greatest to ever do it. But they don't tend to say he's the GOAT. I'm talking about the Oscar Robertsons and the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars and the Dr. J. You know, they don't say that. And it's our generation, Rob, that said, whether player or broadcaster, media member, reporter, we, for the most part, our generation is like, no, he's definitely the GOAT. Even a Magic Johnson, guys like that. This younger generation, the millennials, who some already think LeBron's the GOAT, if LeBron wins this ring, when they're controlling the narrative, I do think they'll be saying LeBron's the GOAT if he wins this championship.
I think they could say that narrative. There'll be others. And we saw after the Jordan documentary, and you remember that poll, Chris, that came out from ESPN that even shocked both of us. And those aren't old heads voting. Those are not me and you and guys in their 50s on ESPN.com voting. These are the younger people. I was surprised.
Some of them were crazy. Really? They say, no, I think they even said Jordan did more off you had the court.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous.
Was better passer, right?
It had gotten to the point where that thing swayed a lot of people because
right.
I think it opened the eyes of people who really didn't know the Jordan story. That's all.
No,
I thought that was interesting.
But I think you're right. But I also think in today's news cycle, I think a lot of the young people, not the old people, that saw it live and then got to relive it through the Last Dance. A lot of these young people though. You know, they probably forget. And this latest memory of LeBron, I think for them will probably override what they saw in the Last Dance.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Scottie Pippen likes to run his mouth, and we like that. That's what we always tell
former players,
right?
He jumped into the media, right? We do it all the time. You got to say something, otherwise they'll replace you, okay?
That's right.
Seriously.
That's right.
I mean,
if you just get up there and you're praising your friends and you're not calling it like it is, right? So everybody doesn't play well all the time.
Right.
Everybody doesn't coach well all the time. Call them out.
Call them out. It doesn't have to be personal. Guy
right.
makes a bad play. You say he made a bad play, Chris.
That's
if a
right.
coach didn't put the right players in the right circumstance, say it. That's
yep.
all.
Yep.
It's strategy we're talking. It's their play on the court. Nothing personal. No family, no kids, no wife, no what they look like. It's none of that. It's okay.
So go ahead, Rob.
And I'm just saying, a lot of guys can't figure that out, and it costs them, Chris. Like, they can't stay in the business.
So, Scottie, did he make a pick, Rob G? I don't know that he made a pick.
No, he just said that the
okay.
Heat have
he said
the
Miami,
edge.
Yeah, he said Miami has the edge. I don't know where he gets that from, but he said Miami has the edge. He thinks they've got more offensive weapons that they'll be able to throw at the Lakers. But here's what we want to get to, the meat or big thing that he said. He said, I don't take nothing away from the Lakers and LeBron going to his 10th finals. He, meaning LeBron, still has to prove he can lead a team himself. I think Anthony Davis has shown he's more valuable to them on the offensive end, but I think Miami has more offensive weapons, as I said, they'll be able to throw at LA. Now, Rob, I'm sorry. Scottie Pippen is just flat out wrong. Scottie Pippen, I don't know if he's making up for the time when he said that LeBron was better than Jordan. Remember, that was like 10 years ago.
That didn't even last long either.
Right, and he backtracked quickly, yes. But
you think Mike called him? You think MJ picked up the flip?
I do.
Like, what?
Text at least.
Dude, you're not coming to another golf outing. Right. You know those Jordans that come to your house for you and your family? That's stopping.
Your sons, they'll never have another pair of Jordans.
Right, never. Not a free pair, at least.
Right. But come on, Rob. Even Skip. And you're in that, you know, you're viewed as a LeBron. I know you don't like the word hater, but you're viewed as a LeBron antagonist. Let's put it that way.
I'll take that word. Hater is
okay,
too strong.
Yeah. But even you admit, Scotty, did you not see Cleveland? Did he not lead a team to the championship? Did he not prove it by leading Cleveland to the championship? So I think that's ridiculous. To say Anthony Davis means more in the offensive end than LeBron, I mean, yes, he's the leading scorer. Who's getting all the assists? Who's sitting there? Who's running the offense and still giving you probably two fewer points than AD a game? And so, and this is what I want to get to, Rob, before you chime in. Scottie is not, this is a pattern for some reason. Like, Scottie Pippen, obviously, I'd say, belittling LeBron. Paul Pierce tells us LeBron is not in his, was it top five or top seven at least?
Top seven.
Not in his top seven. Kenny Smith says LeBron was not in his top 10. And Charles Barkley doesn't have LeBron in his what, top five? Top five.
I think Barkley, right.
LeBron's not in the top five. Pippen, LeBron's never led a team to a championship. Paul Pierce not in the top seven all time. Kenny Smith not in the top 10. Here's what I'm throwing out, Rob. Why the disrespect coming from, and I think it's disrespect, to say he's not in the top 10, come on. Where is this coming from these ex-players?
And here's the part, Chris, and that's really weird. There is something there because we're not talking about.
And in fairness, Rob, Isaiah Thomas has him second, I think, to Kareem, or maybe first.
And even Isaiah, but here's the problem, Chris. This is what we talk about all the time. I think this is why players can't always be objective in the media because they have a stake in it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the Isaiah thing, he'll never pick Michael Jordan. He hates Michael. I'm serious.
I mean, look.
Am I right?
If Jordan kept him off the dream, for all the accolades Isaiah have, even me, I'm upset that Isaiah wasn't on the dream team.
Same with me. I've said it all the time. It's just not because it diminishes an absolutely great career. 50 all-time greatest. We talked about it over and over. But this is a pattern, Chris. And it's shocking for a guy who's put in so much work. Everybody says his teammates like him or love him, whatever term you want to use. And could wind up being the all-time leading scorer. He's got all these other accolades to go with it.
Top five assists, yep.
Right, and all the other things. But there's some rub there that players don't respect. And we've seen it with the greats. Who refused to even acknowledge him, and they would pick Kobe 9 out of 10 times. These guys would pick Kobe over LeBron.
We have talked about how we're a little bit surprised how most that we've talked to.
Yeah, not all.
Most,
not all.
Not 9 out of 10, but most players, ex-players we've talked to, have said Kobe.
And here's the other part. when the players finally got a chance to vote for the All-Star game, and we know, Chris, it's just an exhibition. It ain't the end of the world. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't rate or tell you what, how great you are or not. But I can't remember the exact number. Over 150 players left LeBron James' name off the All-Star. Not valid.
That's
now, Chris,
asinine.
Seriously.
Right. Now, come on.
What does that
say? He should have not been left off one ballot.
Right. How is that possible? So when people always push back and say, oh, it's the media. They hate LeBron. They don't want LeBron to win. They Skip Bayless, Rob Parker, Rabbit, all that. Ask yourself why Scottie Pippen, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley. We could go on and on. Paul Pierce. It ain't one. It's a lot of right. guys. Why?
Now,
why?
Pierce, as you alluded to, we know Paul Pierce
yes.
was, he got an axe.
He was a contemporary.
Yes.
He was a contemporary. Yes. Those other guys didn't
LeBron.
Play against LeBron. Right.
Right. He beat LeBron. Yeah, LeBron's younger, right? And Paul, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when, you know, after the Lakers won the championship in 2000, I'm not the Lakers, the Celtics, with the big three won the championship in 08, and Pierce, who was the finals MVP, he said that he thinks he's the best player in the world. You know, I led their team to a championship. I was finals MVP. I'm the best player in the world. And I said, I was even tweeting at that point, but I said, I don't even think he's in the top 10.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and then he got in contact
with you. He texted me,
right.
You ain't in my top 10 local reporters. And it was funny to me, but
and
my point
like,
is...
And I ain't local.
Right,
I don't work
right,
in Boston.
I'm, even local.
I'm national.
But, so Paul, I think, has an axe to grind with LeBron. And, you know, like you said, they were rivals. They were contemporaries. They had some wars. And so I get it.
I do,
but,
too.
But... Rob, the only thing I can imagine this might stem from is that players don't like, at least some of these players, these legends and older players, they don't like the way LeBron did it. You know, Michael Jordan obviously took a moribund franchise and built them into a dynasty. The players of that era stayed put. Bird, Magic. You know, Kareem forced his way. People forget. He forced his way from Milwaukee and ends up with the Lakers. But for the most part, guys stayed put. And that's the only thing I can point to, because obviously when LeBron did go to Miami, he got criticized heavily. Other than that, I can't imagine these dudes are looking at LeBron play and saying he's not one of the top 10 of all time. So I just think even if it's subconscious – they don't respect that. That's all I can think of as to why some of these guys are shortchanging him.
I have to agree with you, because it's not like he doesn't play hard. He doesn't put right. in the work. You know what I mean? Like, some things come easy to some people, Chris, and other players could not respect that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't right. do all the things you're supposed to do. So that's not it. Teammates like him. You don't hear people saying, you know, he's selfish or he's right. this or he's that, for the most part. So it has to be that they didn't like that he felt not, and people got to understand, it's not being against free agency. Free agency's always been around. Tim Duncan and Grant Hill almost went to Orlando, right?
Yep.
They were free
right.
agents.
Right.
So it's
with
not
McGrady.
That.
With McGrady. Yeah.
Exactly. McGrady. So it's not that. It's the way that it kind of was manipulated
and
to
he
stack
built
the
that
deck
super
for himself.
Team. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's different from Boston. It's not the same. Boston had to give up players to get players in exchange. So it's looked at differently, Chris, than people joining via free agent where there's nothing given up. That's the only difference.
Player generated. And I get it. I get it in that, you know, Boston was stacked. The Lakers, you had Kobe, and he had Gasol by that point, and Bynum. Remember, Andrew Bynum was a good player at that point. And LeBron couldn't get a second guy to Cleveland.